FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 5, after Fabio Capello's shock resignation, Stuart Pearce will guide England in their up-and-coming friendly with Holland. The Football Association will draw up a shortlist tomorrow of potential full-time candidates. QPR manager Mark Hughes knows what it's like to be at the helm of a national side. He used to be in charge of Wales. He says bookies favourite Harry Redknapp might not like the job.
Basically, the players aren't yours. They're with you for a short period of time, and then immediately after games, they go back to their clubs, and sometimes there's a frustration when you need to address things almost immediately after games and you haven't got that time frame to be able to do that.
The Prime Minister has spoken on the phone to King Abdullah of Jordan about deporting Abu Qatada. David Cameron's trying to secure guarantees that will allow the British government to have the radical preacher sent back to the Middle Eastern country. An immigration judge has granted him bail despite concerns he could be a threat to Britain. Sir Paul McCartney's ex-wife says she never let Piers Morgan listen to her voicemails. The former Mirror editor told the Leveson Inquiry into Press Standards last year he'd heard a message left on her phone by the former Beatle. Motorists have been warned to watch out for a perfect storm of freezing rainfall on icy roads. The treacherous conditions have led to a series of accidents, with 100 in Cumbria alone today. Forecasters warn more black ice could be on the way in the coming days. An engaged couple has won a massive Euro Millions jackpot of more than £45 million. 22-year-olds Cassie Carrington and Matt Topham matched five numbers and two lucky stars in Tuesday's draw. Matt says they had to phone a friend to check they'd definitely won.
He was at uni in Stafford and he just said, "That's it, I'm coming down." And he went to Tesco's and was running around the champagne aisle buying the most expensive stuff he could.
And Mick Jagger's due to return to the top 10 of the singles chart for the first time in more than a quarter of a century. The Rolling Stones singer features on the new Will.i.am single, THE. That's the latest. I'm Stuart Duggan.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive for my last hour this Thursday, the 9th of February. I am now joined in the studio, as promised, by Keith Brown from the Federation of Small Businesses, catching up on our weekly news for Brentwood and Billericay. Hello, Keith.
Hello, Gabby.
How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank
How's
you.
How's your week been? Good
it's
week?
It's been a busy week because it's National Apprenticeship Week this week.
All right, well,
so
yeah.
So we've had lots and lots of events.
Okay.
And want to kick off with one that affects businesses over in the Billericay area.
Okay.
That took place at New Campus Basildon yesterday morning. Over 60 local businesses were there, finding out how they can get £1,500 subsidy if they take on a new apprentice, the training courses that are available and so on. Amongst the speakers we had there was Basildon Council Leader Tony Ball, who actually went a stage further than just talking about how apprentices could actually help businesses in Basildon. He actually signed up as a real-life entrepreneur champion. So he's now committed himself publicly to listening to the concerns of entrepreneurs in the Basildon area, representing their interests nationally and locally, and supporting the FSB in its endeavours to get the best deal for those entrepreneurs. So this is really good news there for businesses in the Billericay area that are listening tonight.
Wonderful.
And the second bit of good news.
Yeah.
And this could actually benefit Brentwood businesses as well. Because from September this year, there's going to be a new college opening, actually in Basildon, in Luckin Lane. Prospects College will have a campus for around 500 students, and they will be concentrating on apprenticeships. So that is the area that they're going to be looking for, and they'll be quite novel, because the college is being built at the moment on a site factory that closed down about 9 years ago, so it's a nice bit of regeneration in that area. But they're actually using apprentice plumbers, electricians, carpenters and decorators to actually build and fit out the new building.
Right.
So they're actually putting their money where their mouth is, and some of their students themselves are actually doing that particular work.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Excellent news there on the apprenticeships.
Yep.
And can I go for a hat trick of apprenticeships?
Right.
Yeah, is that allowed?
I'm a bit confused.
Well, that's my this is going to be my third apprenticeship story.
Oh, right, okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, last one, please.
Last one, okay. Well, in February 2013, i.e. next February, Brentwood Council is going to be holding an event as part of National Apprenticeship Week next year. And this is part of a programme of four events that Brentwood Council are going to be holding in the next 12 months. Kicking off in April with one on procurement to help local businesses win contracts with the local council. Then in July, there's one for National Independent Retailer Month. And in November, they're doing a special one as part of Global Enterprise Week. So four events coming there from Brentwood Council, and of course we'll be bringing listeners more details as they're agreed so that they can book in and come along.
Okay. Right. Thank you very, very much indeed.
My pleasure.
I'm just going to go to the travel.
That's allowed.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Keith. Thanks.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
Okay, there's still those delays on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout in North Benfleet. Slow traffic on the A176 Upper Main northbound in Basildon between the A1321 Broadmain Junction and the A1235 Cranes Farm Road Junction in the roadworks area. Slow traffic on the A130 southbound in Chelmsford between the Boreham Interchange and Sainsbury's. Slow traffic on the A114 Van Diamonds Road into town at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road at the Army and Navy. Watch out for those speed restrictions of 40 miles per hour on the A127 in West Hornland between Halfway House and the Fortune of War in the roadworks area. And just checking the train situation. Yes, there's still disruption on Greater Anglia between Liverpool Street and Southend Victoria due to earlier overhead line problems between Hockley and Rochford. Tickets being accepted on C2C services.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Right, so what's up next, Keith?
Well, let's stick with the travel, shall we, Gabby, and show that this show is actually put together in a coherent manner. Because tomorrow we're down in Purfleet, the Executive Board of the Southeast Local Enterprise Partnership, CELEP, is meeting. This is a body that is responsible for economic development and growth across Essex, Kent and East Sussex. And on their agenda is transport. That's what they're actually going to be looking at, is a whole range of projects aimed at improving the way businesses and indeed residents can move around the area. They're looking at schemes on the A12, the A127, the A13, the Dartford River Crossing.
Yeah.
And of course plans for the Estuary Airport that Boris Johnson keeps pushing, and see how that would impact on us here in this part of Essex. New junction up on the M11 just north of Harlow is another option that they're having a look at. And this is all part of a £33 million they've got to spend on their Growing Places Fund. Sadly, Brentwood didn't put in any bids at all for any funding for projects from this fund. But hopefully some of these other schemes will bring some benefits in for local businesses.
Right, okay, yeah. That sounds pretty good to me.
It does indeed, yeah. I mean, anything that actually improves the road networks, the Highways Agency is not doing such a good job. So let's hope that CELEP will be able to do that for us.
Well, I hope so, because travel is a real issue in this area. South East is the worst.
It certainly is. It certainly is.
What's next?
I'm going to go out on patrol with Essex Police now.
Rightio.
As you know, I live in one of the rural areas of Brentwood.
Yeah, really rural. Kid.
Really rural. For Brentwood, it is. Live on the farm, and in common with many farms in the area, a lot of the outbuildings there have been converted into units for small businesses.
Right.
So they're providing a lot of rural employment and that type of thing, which is obviously good news. But there has been one or two bits of criminal activity out in the rural areas, and the police have had trouble seeing what's happening because there's no street lights out there, not like you in Gatestone and Hutton, Shenfield, Brentwood. So it is quite dark out there at times. So what Essex Police have invested in, and full credit to them for doing so, is a set of night vision binoculars. But these are not any type of binoculars to see at night. These are the type used by US Navy SEALs. So it's top of the range binoculars there. So that if they get a call out there, they can actually use this. It's got infrared imaging and so on, and they can see the criminals and then take action to catch them.
But when you say binoculars, are these already fixed? Or does the policeman
The policeman carries them and puts them to their eyes and looks.
Oh, really? So they have to hope that they catch them doing it.
Well, if they get a 999 call, out they go with the binoculars. And if the thieves think they can escape across a field, for example, no longer can that happen because these binoculars have got the infrared and can pick them out.
All right, okay. Yeah. I presume the police will have to have extra training on those.
I am sure that most of our police officers can use some binoculars.
No, these ones are special ones, though.
Well, as long as we don't get them acting like US Navy SEALs and appearing in frog suits and jumping out of helicopters, I think we should be okay.
Well, if it helps decrease crime in the local area and in rural areas, then I'm happy. What's up next, Keith?
Our next bit is... we've been talking some time now about high-speed broadband and how Brentwood is missing out compared to the rest of the county. And a bit of good news from a council meeting I was at last night in Brentwood. And that is there's a report going to the policy board later this month on using wireless broadband to give local businesses and residents faster and more reliable services, up to 100 megabits per second. And we've been waiting nearly a year for this report to actually go through the council's bureaucracy and committees.
Yeah.
It looks like it's now getting there, and let's hope councillors will vote in favour of it, and we then get the green light to go ahead and get this system installed.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Right.
Do you want another one before you go to the event?
Yeah,
you do?
I'm
okay.
I am happy for
okay.
that. Okay.
Yeah. I'm always like to make you happy, Gabby. Okay. Yeah, okay then. Well, let's go back to Billericay, shall we, for this one? Because I mentioned last week about the Brentwood Art Trail running from the 18th to the 30th of June and encouraging businesses to actually get involved in that art trail by offering their premises up for where artwork can be displayed, sculptures, that type of thing. And now Billericay is getting in on the act. They're looking to run an art trail during September of this year, following on from the successful one they did at Barleylands Farm over the last couple of years. Local sculptor Vin Harrop, who's helped set up the previous trails, has already been out canvassing opinion amongst traders in Billericay, has had a very positive response to this, and is now aiming to get 60 different venues across the town so that 60 different artists can be featured. And independent traders elsewhere in the county know that these types of trails attract visitors to the town. It's a good way of getting more people into your shop, your restaurant, your pub, whatever. And of course the artists themselves get publicity and possibly sales out of it, so this could be a really good whole town event for Billericay. So if you're interested in that, do get in touch with me, keith.brown@fsb.org.uk, and we'll put you in touch with the organisers.
Good, I'm glad to hear that they're following our trend here in Brentwood. Why not?
They do indeed.
Spread the art to Billericay as well. Here's Liberty X, and then I'll be speaking shortly to Keith Brown again. Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Are your prized possessions protected at home? How would your business be affected if you were broken into and essential equipment stolen? Peak Security Group has over 30 years of security experience, keeping your home and business secure. From CCTV, door entry and gate systems to intruder alarms, we guarantee you will get the right advice for your needs with free double warranty cover. Call us today on 01268 777232 or visit us at peak-security.co.uk.
In the olden days, if your energy bills could talk, they'd say,
"Woo, it's me again!"
But now when they turn up, it's more like,
"I'm back, and this time I want more."
Well, at SafeStyle UK, we want to help you cut your energy bills down to size with our energy-efficient double glazing.
What?
And to make it easy, there's 55% off, free fitting, buy now, pay later, and interest-free finance.
In your face!
Oh.
Yes! See safestyle.co.uk or call 0800 106 107. Representative 0% APR.
SafeStyle UK.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Saturday the 18th of February at 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. there's a community seed swap. The Sensory Garden Club, Brentwood Theatre, Shenfield Road, Brentwood. The seed swap will be in aid of the Sensory Garden Club working with adults with disabilities to renew the Sensory Garden at King George's playing fields. Bring along any surplus seed packets, freebies, half packets, out-of-date seeds you've saved from last summer to swap or buy for a small donation. There'll also be a bring and buy plant stall and refreshments. Cost to go along is simply to bring a packet of seeds. If you need to know more, you can email Joyce Dunn. Her email is joydunn@hotmail.co.uk, and all of those details can be found again on our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton, your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
And I'm pleased to say that I'm still joined in the studio by Keith Brown. What's up next, Keith?
Well, you mentioned earlier about the survey of shops in the town centre, and it's interesting because you were saying that the Gazette was reporting 39 shops were empty.
Apparently so. That's what the story says today.
Well, I'm not in any way doubting the Gazette, because it's an excellent newspaper, and indeed I used to work on it, so I know the effort they put into making sure that their facts are right. But a report to Brentwood Council's Retail Community and Culture panel last night said that out of the High Street's 135 stores, 13 of them are currently not trading, which includes two that are undergoing refurbishment. And that gives the town a vacancy rate of 9.2%. So presumably the Gazette survey has been a little bit wider, perhaps looking at King's Road, Worley Hill, Ongar Road, Shenfield Road as well, which is where they've got their 39 from. It would be interesting to see the details on that.
Yeah.
And presumably to do that you need to buy your Brentwood Gazette next week. So yeah, that is something to do. And talking about Gazette surveys, they did another one this week. And this is the impact that TOWIE has had on Brentwood. Some businesses are actually reporting as much as 100% increase in trade since the TOWIE factor hit Brentwood. And it's not just the town's nighttime economy that's benefiting. You've obviously got the hotels. The 9-storey Premier Inn down at the King's Road there is filled with scores of visitors who travel from as far away as Glasgow and Ireland to come along and taste the Essex nightlife here in Brentwood.
And cause a lot of trouble.
Now, Gavi, you can't blame the people from the Premier Inn for every bit of trouble.
Oh, no, I'm not blaming the people that work at the Premier Inn. I'm blaming some of the people that come down or come from wherever and trash Brentwood.
Well, I'm not sure that trash Brentwood is...
Have you ever walked down the High Street on a Sunday morning?
I have indeed been in the High Street on a Sunday morning.
It's a pretty depressing situation.
There are certainly things that need to be done to improve it.
I have to dodge glass every time I walk around.
I will grant you that there is work that needs to be done on that.
You know, I just don't think that this crime can continue.
Okay.
Ludicrous behaviour. I'm going to get on my soapbox.
I was going to say, I was just looking at the soapbox.
It's not
there.
Even Friday when Chris Hosick's on.
Yeah.
But no, I've seen some really, you know, devastating pieces of vandalism that have been done by drunken behaviour. And I just don't think it's good enough, really.
I would agree with you. That's
By all means, go out, have a good time and everything. You know, if you want to spend your money in Brentwood, brilliant. Thanks very much. But don't trash our town at the same time, because then it's not actually going to benefit our economy at all, because businesses will lose money as their shop fronts are trashed, or they have to clear up outside their shops, or cars are vandalised. Anyway, I'm glad I said
okay,
that.
Can I fit a word in edgeways now then? Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, there's no excuse for that type of vandalism and that antisocial behaviour.
Police will have to get out their night vision binoculars
in Brentwood High Street. Yeah, but we've got to remember as well some of the benefits that have come through. For example, Billericay beautician Rebecca King, who runs a tan in a van business, says that she's seen sales increase by about 50% in the last 18 months since the only way is Essex hit the screens.
I'm sure she has.
The Swan Pub in the High Street reckons a 15% increase in sales. Hairdressing businesses have benefited. Some guy called Nigel Clark, who owns the hair company in Crown Street, says he reckons about 10% increase in takings there. 2% for Nigel, 10% for the Hub, which is also in Crown Street, and Spargo in Crown Street have increased by about 5%. So there is quite a bit of extra money flowing in there. But the question is, with viewing figures...
But the question is, would they have just had a percentage increase anyway? Because
probably
you
not,
never know.
Probably not in the current economic climate.
You don't know because you can't test it.
Well, that is true.
It's
you can't
already
test
happened
it.
Now, so
you
we could say that it's all down to this, but really, well, it could just be the fact that everyone feels so depressed in the recession that they all want to make themselves feel better about their bodies.
But presumably, these retailers are actually talking to their customers and are finding out why they're in Brentwood, and that is why they're attributing this increase in sales.
I'm really enjoying to
the this
debate.
Factor.
Can you tell?
Yes, I can. Yeah, I certainly can.
I could debate about this program with you all
well,
evening.
You would probably be happy
to leave it for another show.
You would probably be happy to know then that viewing figures for this series are actually going down. There is a question about the future of the show, and obviously not good news if it gets pulled. It will impact places like the Sugar Hut, and from the sound of it, it could also have a knock-on effect on other businesses in Brentwood. So we may see more empty premises than the Gazette's 39.
No, I don't think you should think that the whole of Brentwood's success is down to one television programme.
Well, we've certainly got, what is it, 6-7 shops now that have been opened by stars from TOWIE.
Oh, yeah.
And, they would not be there unless this show is there.
Oh, no, we've benefited their lives completely.
I completely agree. And also benefited the Brentwood economy.
Right, yeah. Anyway, moving on. What's left?
What's left?
Let's get him off the drive show.
I'm not sure I've got any energy for anything that's left, Gabby. the last thing really is just a quick reminder. The council sets its budget on the 21st of February. We had a meeting with them last Friday. We expressed our concern about things like the plans to introduce parking charges in Ingatestone. If people want to influence that budget, they need to lobby their local councillor. Email addresses and telephone numbers are on the council website, which is all the W's, brentwood.gov.uk. And if you don't actually take the trouble to lobby, don't complain when the actual results of the budget come through and hit your pocket.
Okay, thank you very much for coming.
My pleasure.
Keith, I know...
I'm actually going to take 2 weeks off now after this attack.
I know, but you were going to do that anyway.
That's true.
Because I've already been thinking about the fact that you won't be joining me, so Alan will be back with me
Alan will
Thursday.
Be back next week, but I will be with you for the launch party at the new studio on Saturday. Really looking
Lovely.
Forward to
yes,
that.
Yes.
And it's good to know that Phoenix FM is going from strength to strength.
Yeah, moving to the Brentwood Centre. Anyone welcome to come along to the Phoenix Party. All details can be found on the website, allthews.phoenixfm.com.
FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the A127 South End Arterial Road eastbound in Nokebridge between Billericay and Navenden. Slow traffic on the A130 southbound in Chelmsford between the Boreham Interchange and Sainsbury's. Also slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road leading up to the Army and Navy. Slow traffic on the A176 Upper Main northbound in Basildon between the A1321 Broad Main Junction and the A1235 Cranes Farm Road Junction in the roadworks area. And slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout. On the trains, there's disruption on Greater Anglia between Liverpool Street and South End Victoria due to overhead line problems between Hockley and Rochford. Tickets being accepted on C2C services.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm going to be with you until 6 o'clock, but make sure you stay tuned at 6 because Dave Turner is going to be on with you after that.
Come with me.
Don't you want
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul, whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades, every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
Stuck on replay, replay.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Friday the 17th of February at 7pm, Ray Parler and Ian Richards at the Brentwood Town Football Club. Brentwood Town Football Club, the Brentwood Arena, Doddinghurst Road in Brentwood. An evening with ex-footballer Ray Parler and comedian Ian Richards. Free buffet included on the night, £25 to go along. You can call 01277 236 200 or look at our website for more details. All the W's, www.phoenixfm.com/local events. And don't forget that tonight is the opening night of Fur Coat and No Knickers. It starts at 7:45pm this evening at the Tameside Theatre on Orsett Road in Grays. It's directed by Phoenix FM's Mike Jones and the play's written by comedian Mike Harding, and it tells the tale of a disastrous stag night and wedding day in the northern town of Grimesdale. £10 to go along, £8 for concessions. Call the box office now to get your ticket on 08450 300 5264. But don't worry, all of those details can be found on our website.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. Don't forget that Dave Turner is going to be with you here for 6 o'clock until I can't move the mouse. Until 8 o'clock, here we go. On at 8 is Nick Field bringing you Curveballs. On at 10 is The Weekend Starts Here with James Maloney. So make sure you stay tuned to Phoenix. And don't forget that my guest on the show tomorrow will be Tamsin Ball, speaking about Elim Church in Ingatestone. And tonight there's an interview and session on Curveballs with Donnie Craig.
Some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All this skirt, lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds. You know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, you just take a look over there. Well, what a bummer. I can think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer. Down on the beaches, just look at all the beaches. Down on
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The morning rain as it soaks you to the bone.